Checking back in with the director of the Thomas Crane Public Library, Megan Allen, for an update on how they're coping during this challenging time. Hey, Megan, nice to see you.
Hi, Joe. It's great to see you again.
Or should I say virtually see you again?
Virtually see you again. It's like you're in the building, right? You're just like a couple of walls away, so safely distant.
That's right. Yeah, that's how we're all doing it. We're grateful to have this opportunity, at least, to be able to talk and get information out to the community. And as I always say, hopefully in one day in person again, for sure.
Yes, yes, that will happen. We just don't know when.
How have things been going at the main branch so far? And I know we're going to talk about some expansion of services, but give us a little update if you could.
Yes, things have been going well. We have our very smooth running TCPL to go service happening at the main library. And we've been doing that since June. So we're operating 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, and providing outside contact-free pickup service at the Washington Street entrance of the main library. And that's very popular. A lot of people are coming in and picking up materials. We've tried to provide people with many different ways to request items. So people can go in and place holds in the catalog, or they can call us on the phone and get help. But we also have a form online that people can fill out. And sometimes it's harder for parents with different age kids reading at different levels. And, you know, so we can help people with books that will interest their kids. So that's happening. And since September, we've been providing some limited in-person technology services at the main library. So up on the top floor. So people can make 1 hour appointments to come in and use a computer. And we're also providing print, copy, scan, and fax services, again, by appointment. And people who don't want to come in, but they need to print something out, we can print out for them and they can pick it up outside through our to-go service. So all those services are being very well used. So we're definitely seeing a need for them. And then our new services that we just launched last week are at the Adam Shore branch and the Wollaston branch. We really felt that we needed to provide some options out in the neighborhoods for people to pick up materials, because not everybody can easily get to the main library to pick things up. And I'm sure many people are still nervous about getting on a bus or a subway to come to the main library, might not have a car. So at the Wollaston branch, we are providing the same kind of to-go pickup that we provide at the main library. So it's in the vestibule. You don't go into the building. So it's very safe in that way. And at the Adam Shore branch, because they have a nice sized lobby, we decided to experiment with a little bit more service there. So we're calling it TCPL Express. So you can pick up your holds there. But you have to go into the lobby to pick them up. And we have a self-service checkout machine that you don't have to touch. You just need your library card. And we have some materials on display that you can browse. So print books, large print books, kids books, DVDs, magazines, sort of new and popular interest materials. So if you're really missing the browsing experience, you can stop by the Adam Shore lobby. We are limiting it to one person or family at a time in the lobby. So it's all, you know, set up so that you have limited contact with anybody else. So people are slowly starting to discover those services, and we're sure they're going to pick up speed as people find out that they can go to a branch. So.
Yeah, just to be clear, there's still no in-person browsing within the aisles, if you will, at the branches, right?
Only in the lobby at Adam Shore. So yes, no, there's no going into the main reading room and just browsing the stacks either at the branches or the main library.
Okay. What about daily publications, Megan, magazines, newspapers? Are those accessible also?
Well, the newspapers not, because the newspapers you know, you would have to come into the building and sit and read them. We have some online newspapers, like people can access the New York Times online, the Globe, but, you know, you need to be able to have internet access to access them. Magazines, people can borrow magazines. And the magazines that we used to, there were certain popular magazines that the current issue we used to limit to, you could only read it in the building. And now we let everything be borrowed because nobody can come in the building to read them. So so if you're missing your regular print magazines, you can place holds on those. And if you can't figure out how to do it, you can call us and we'll do it for you.
Okay. And what's the return policy look like right now?
You mean in terms of loan periods?
Right.
Well, we have pretty generous loan periods as it is, and then we have a pretty generous renewal policy. And we have it set up now so that your items will automatically renew unless somebody else has placed a hold to wait for it.
Oh, okay.
You've already renewed it as many times as we allow. So people don't have to worry too much about how long they keep things. I mean, obviously, when you're done, it would be good to return them so someone else has a crack. But and we stopped charging overdue fines as of July 1st. So even if you are a little late, you missed the due date, there won't be an overdue charge. And all of our outside return drops are open at every location. So if you have materials to return, you know, even if you schlepped to the main library to pick them up, but then you're done and you want to return them and Wollaston is closer, you can just put them in the bin at Wollaston.
Okay, good to know. And what's the situation at North Quincy?
Well, it's kind of turning into a saga. A lot of work has been done on the renovation there. There's a new roof. They've done a fair amount of interior work. They've added insulation. It's going to be a much more comfortable branch when it does finally reopen. But we've been in a holding pattern for a while now. All of the windows need to be replaced, and they're not, you know, like you can't just go to Home Depot and buy windows. They had to be custom built to fit those openings. So they're waiting for those windows to be manufactured and delivered and installed to then finish the rest of the interior work. So we're just waiting for that now. So the other work is paused. They've done everything they can do. So I don't have a timeline. I'm hoping that in the spring, maybe we'll be ready to provide some services out of the North Quincy branch, because we know people really miss it. And it's the branch that's the farthest away from the main library too. So it serves the whole other end of the city. So we're anxious to provide services out of the branch, but just don't know when yet.
Yeah, everything is on pandemic time these days, unfortunately.
Absolutely. There's delays at factories. There are delays.
Yeah. Can folks drop off materials at North Quincy?
Yes, there's an outside return drop on the Hancock Street side of the building right by the entrance. So, yes, and that we're still checking that every day and emptying things and bringing them up to the main library. So, yeah.
We should talk about, I know you're doing so many, keeping up with your virtual programs, just really a full schedule of activities folks can enjoy online.
Yes, there are many, many programs, and the children's programs are very active, and the children's librarians have been very creative and inventive in creating programs for the online environment. And, you know, the nice thing is you don't have to worry about it being too crowded. Nobody has to register for a program. You can just tune in if you want to watch it live. And if you can't make it live, a lot of our programs are recorded and then they're available on our YouTube channel. So if it doesn't fit with your schedule, you can tune in later. The adult programs, Clayton Cheever, the assistant, has been doing a great job putting together a variety of adult programs. And you know, we're finding that we're getting very healthy attendance, and often attendance that we couldn't accommodate in the building. You know, our our there was a program last night about Irish Christmas traditions, I believe, and you know, our meeting room capacity at, full of adults is 125, and I think we had 200 people watching the program last night, and that won't count the people who tune in later and watch the recording. So we're actually able to reach more people.
Yes, it is. It's definitely one of the silver linings of this whole situation is the access, provided, you know, you have the technology to do it, of course.
Exactly. And of course, you know, we had a big learning curve in the spring and a lot of scrambling to figure out how to do it and do it well. But, you know, I have to just give credit to the library staff. They've just been amazing. So, and we're really trying to keep people feeling connected to the library and to the community during this time, because it's, you know, it seems kind of endless at this point, but we know there will be an end. And even, you know, as we think about the end, you know, what the new normal might be, you know, this experience of being able to reach people who could not come into the building for programs will definitely affect how we do in-person programming in the future. And, you know, we'll probably try to figure out ways we can live stream our in-person programs so that people who can't come to the building can still take advantage. So that will be another challenge. But
yeah, I think, you know, that's something that we're all learning as we go, including the way we're doing this interview right now. Like you mentioned, we're just, you know, several feet apart physically, but doing it virtually. So it is it's a different form of outreach for sure. Is it comparable to what your colleagues are doing in other communities, would you say?
Well, I think every library has really, you know, gone online with their programming. I'm sure some libraries do more of it than others, depending on, you know, what their staff abilities are and, you know, what technology they have access to. We did apply for a small CARES Act grant from the Massachusetts Board of Library Commissioners in the summer. And the money was specifically to support online educational programming. So we used some of it to purchase some additional equipment for staff, like microphones and ring lights and things that would make the delivery of the programs a little bit easier for staff and also, you know, just look better.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're doing a story time, you have to have your hands free. So,
yeah. Yeah. You need a headset perhaps, or,
exactly.
You know, a better camera so folks can see you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. So we've invested in some of that technology and the staff have just really learned a lot. So
yeah. Have you been able to keep all your staff on during this time?
Yes. I mean, the city has not had any layoffs or furloughs. There's a hiring freeze. I have a couple of spots open, but, you know, we're managing.
Sure. What have you not been able to do, Megan? What do you miss most, I guess, other than having in-person contact with your guests?
Well, I think the in-person contact is, you know, is what we're all missing. You know, it really is, you know, the library is a physical place where people come to gather. It was a big part of the experience for both the staff and our visitors. So not being able to have people here and interact with them and meet their needs directly is challenging. And having to do everything by phone. We've always helped people by phone and email in the past. We added chat and text services after the pandemic started, so that we've increased the ways people can reach out to us and get assistance. So, and my staff is really busy all of our business hours responding to people's inquiries. So
yeah,
we're basically here to help people with any questions that they might have. Doesn't have to be about a library book.
Have you found that folks are borrowing more movies, podcasts, you know, things, digital things to take up their time?
Well, certainly we have many, many digital resources for people. You know, we have books and audio books and movies and TV shows, and we've added additional services. Like we just added this new kids book service. It's a digital service called Tumble Books for kids. And there's also a Tumble Math, which it's stories, but they're around math concepts, so they're sort of a fun way to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And we added a new language learning online language learning service in the summer. So we're adding more things so that people have more things to pick from when they go online. And, you know, I it can be challenging to figure out how to access some of these services that the library provides for free. And we also provide help with that. So if people want to try to figure out how to do it and they can't, call us and we'll help.
Good. Yeah. What is a good phone number we should let folks know about?
Well, our main number, 617-376-1300, and you'll have choices whether you want to talk to people in the children's room, whether you want to talk to people about requesting materials, or whether you want information about computer services. But basically, if you call that number, you can get through to a human being who will figure out, you know, who can help you best. I think people, you know, they may not realize that they think they have to pay for Netflix or, you know, one of those services to get online movies. But if you have a library card, you know, you can watch movies for free with your library card, you know, through Canopy and Hoopla, which are two mm-hmm. services that we provide. So,
yep, and you can get your library card online too, right?
You can get your library card online too. And yes, so we've really, you know, we're trying to make it as easy as we can to access all those resources.
Sure. As curious, has Mary Diggle's program, the literacy program, been able to keep going during this time?
Yes, both our literacy tutoring and our English language conversation programs have continued virtually. It's been very challenging. I mean, many of the residents who use those services have low technology skills or little access to technology. And so there's been a big learning curve for the people who participate in those, but they're still going on and they figured out how to move them online. So we have English language conversation groups happening online now instead of in person, how mm-hmm. they used to happen at the library. Right. And we have literacy tutors and student pairs working online instead of in the building. So there have been a lot of ways that the staff has adapted and tried to support the people using the programs.
Yeah, kudos for them, because that I can see as being extremely challenging. That's really where you need, you know, body language communication, eye-to-eye contact.
Yes.
So, yeah, good for them. Yes. Anything else we should touch on right now, do you think, Megan? Again, the big news is curbside service at Wollaston and Adam Shore, right?
Yes, curbside service at Wollaston and lobby service at Adam Shore. And people should, if they go to our website, thomasgreenlibrary.org, we have kind of a summary right on the homepage of all the services that we're providing at each location. You can just click on the one and you're interested in to find out more. Very easy. And, you know, in terms of just our health and safety protocols, we're just following the protocols very strictly, our staff, and, you know, we require it of anyone using our services as well. So whether you're coming in for outside pickup or you're coming in to use a computer for an hour session, you know, everybody has to be masked and we keep socially distant and our staff are working apart inside the building. And we have hand sanitizer for everyone and disinfectant and, you know, so all of those protocols we've been following since we came back into the building in June, and so far so good. My staff has stayed healthy, and so I think the protocols are working.
Good. I know they're sanitizing buildings frequently. They've gone over all the HVAC systems throughout the city.
Yes, we've tweaked our ventilation at all of our locations where people are working. And yes, we have the city provided us with these disinfectant Mr. Guns, which you've probably seen those, that make it easier for us to disinfect, you know, railings and doorknobs and things like that really quickly. So we have lots of new routines that we're following.
Sure.
In terms of the future, you know, we'll see. I think we may be at the beginning of a long COVID winter, and it's hard to see into the future very far. But I do expect that, you know, even if the numbers in Quincy rise and become, you know, if Quincy becomes a red community, for example, there's a possibility we might have to pull back on the in-person services, but we'd continue to be able to provide the outside pickup and maintain it at all of our locations so that people will have options. And I think we can continue to provide that really quite safely for people. And of course, all the online services, you know, will be full speed ahead on all of those for the foreseeable future.
Sure. Again, thomascranelibrary.org or 617-376-1300.
Yes. And if you go to thomascranelibrary.org, it also has our text number and our chat number. Our text number and our chat, you know.
Box, if you will.
The chat box, yeah. Right. The only other thing I'd just like to mention is that we are taking advantage of being in the building without visitors to, we had finalized a new space plan about a year and a half ago that was sort of looking at how we can reorganize our space at the main library to better serve the public. And some of that involves some major collection shifting. So when we do reopen generally and people are able to come back into the building, everything's going to be in a different place.
Oh no, it's like you're in a supermarket.
Yeah, but it's a big project and we're sort of gradually working on that. Yeah, it would be like if you went into a big super Stop and Shop and suddenly the dairy is not over here, it's over here. And yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, actually, yeah. It's something to look forward to because you're going to explore it anew again.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the intention is to make it easier for people to find the things that they want to find the most, easier for people to browse popular materials and make, you know, we're relocating our teen space to an area that we think will be a better spot for them and give them a little more space. And so we have a variety of goals that we're reaching for with this space reorganization. So we're kind of excited about it. So that's another little upside of having to be closed, that we're able to make that happen.
Yeah, to you know, keep moving forward, as you say, keep productive and utilize the time in its most effective way.
Right.
We should probably point out, is the bookstore open at all, Megan, or no?
The bookstore is not open.
Okay.
And we are not able to accept donations right now. We just don't, you know, our friends at the library are all volunteers.
Yes.
And, you know, we aren't allowing any volunteers in the building at this point, only staff. Just for everybody's safety.
Sure.
So we can't really handle donations.
Okay, yeah, I just want to point that out in case folks are wondering. I've had a couple of questions about it. I figured that was the case.
Yeah, I mean, it may be in the spring. I mean, I've seen some other libraries, friends groups, try doing some, like, outside sales in the summer. So I don't know whether our friends group will consider anything like that when the weather starts getting better again. If we still can't just open the bookstore, but you know, we'll see. They right. certainly have lots of good stuff in there. So
yeah. Yeah. It's too bad too, because it's a great place to holiday shop.
It is. You're correct.
So something else to look forward to in the new year.
Yeah.
Anything else, Megan?
I think that's it. I really appreciate the opportunity to just update people on what's going on and encourage people to come visit us, either online or, you know, picking up materials or call us on the phone. We'd love to chat.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, thomascranelibrary.org or 376-1300. Great to see you, Megan.
Thank you, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you and your family and staff.
Yes. Stay healthy.